microphone is supposed to be to your right.
Right, so. Mm-hmm. So. And then where's the other one? Oh, here.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Yeah. I think so.
I think the first thing we do is introduce ourselves.
Yeah, that's a good
and,
plan.
And with name and what your function is. So maybe we start
okay.
with you.
Yeah, my name is Francina, and I'm an user interface. My role is the main responsibility is user interface.
Mm-hmm.
And my role is to design a television remote control.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm a marketing person. I want to figure out how to sell them.
Mm-hmm. And your name is?
My name is Eileen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Janvi. My role is industrial designer, and my responsibilities are deal with the technical functional designs and specifications of user interface and dealing with user interface design.
Very good. And as you already know, I'm Betsy. I'm the project manager for today. So why don't we look at the presentation to see what we really are supposed to do.
Okay.
Here's the opening, acquaintance, tool training. Well, the tools, I think we already, I guess the tool is really the computer,
mm-hmm.
as far as I can see. We get each of us will get instructions and we'll take it from there. Project plan that falls under the same heading pretty much. I don't think we have any great discussion at this point.
No.
Here is what this thing should be. This thing we are going to design is a new remote control. Should be original,
mm-hmm.
trendy, and of course user friendly. So maybe you want to make some notes of that. Here is what the functional design is supposed to achieve. That is, it's going to be individual work, and then at the meeting we'll discuss what we have come up with. The same goes for the conceptual design. There will be individual work and then discussion afterwards. Detailed design.
Okay.
Same so thing, basically.
Three different types of design that we're going to be concerned with. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Conceptual and detailed.
I can't write this thing.
Maybe we should redesign it.
Yes.
After we finish the remote control, we'll get to that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Then tool training, try out the whiteboard, participant control their favorite animal. Does anybody want to go and see how the whiteboard works so that in case we have to, in the next meeting, present something on the whiteboard? You want to go, Eileen? And
okay, I'll see what I can do.
Whether you, see if without hanging yourself.
See if I remember how to draw a kitty cat or a rabbit or something.
And remember, you have to press so it works.
So that it will record, mm-hmm. okay. Traditional kitty cat.
It's a fat cat.
I have a very fat cat. And it likes to sit like that.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're Francine,
yes,
right?
I'm
Would you
Francine.
Like just to see
sure.
how it feels so that you have a little idea?
Am I supposed to wipe off that?
No, that's okay.
No, okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Get to that later.
Okay.
What should I do?
Snake.
I'm going to draw a snake.
Oh, okay. I hope the kitty cat is hungry because I don't like snakes.
Here's a project finance, which of course we all have to think about when we design this thing. Selling price is supposed to be €25. Profit aim for the company is €50 million. The market range unlimited, meaning international.
Okay.
And the production cost should not exceed, hopefully should be less than €12.50.
Okay, that should keep everybody on their toes and challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Profit. Is
so these
50.
Are all things, of course, to remember with the budget and when you design to materials, cost, etc. Now, the discussion, I guess, is does any one of you have experience with remote control?
Yeah, of course.
Because we use them, right, every day. And now, having used a remote control for years, does anybody already have, like, an idea, like, things you didn't like with it, things you would like to change, things you would like to improve with this thing? Yeah, any first ideas? Would you like it to be smaller, bigger, have more buttons on it, or maybe clearly better marked buttons, you know, things like that?
Yeah. Yes, I feel that all the remotes should be very compact.
Small, right.
Yeah, those which we get here nowadays, it's very long.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have multi-purpose, like the remote control which we use for TV, it should be used for some other purpose also, like controlling the temperature inside the house, or for air conditioners, or for heating system.
So it should be a multifunctional
exactly.
gadget that would control all your household machines, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But, €12.50 per.
Well,
who knows? If we get a really good designer, maybe we can do that. But we certainly can try to. I agree with her that to market something successfully, it should do some more things.
It should be something new. It should it should do something different than just what
That's
we have.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Of course, the other thing to think there is maybe the design.
Yeah, design should be. Yeah, it should be different. Almost all
like
the
trend. You know, like earlier we saw maybe it should be something trendy. You know,
yeah, maybe
it should different colors or materials or you know. So yeah, shapes, right? You know, like kidney shape feels better in your hand or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. Friendly shape.
Yeah,
that would help. I think another thing that would help is if it beeps when you clap, because I think one of the big things that happens is people lose them; they can't find it.
That is true, because they put a newspaper or they put it behind a plant or you know whatever, and they suddenly the phone rings and they want to turn the TV off and say, where the hell is my my remote control? Yeah.
So
well, or yeah, or if it's really in a dark spot, that it gives out a sound or a signal or
something
yeah.
like that.
So,
so
it should either
so
beep
if
or
lost
a light should blink.
If lost, signal, throw
a
signal, you know.
Yeah, maybe it should have a light so that we can just recognize where it is.
Exactly. I mean, just that's why I'm saying. I'm just saying, throw signal, meaning just whether it's a beep or whether
a light.
And do you think a good clue for that is that it would respond to a clap, or it would respond to your voice, or it would respond? What should you have to do to make it beep or blink?
Okay, my idea is maybe that the minute it's really hidden, in other words, if it's like in a dark spot.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, like a newspaper is on top, a sweater is on top, or it's behind a plant. at that moment, it's like what do you call it? The light sensors, you know.
Okay.
In that moment, it has a sensor.
Yes.
It gets a certain darkness. It has a sensor and it gives out a signal, whether that be a light signal or a beep. I mean, that we can discuss that later. You know.
Yeah. And
so the light sensor would activate the signal.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be. Right, you have to have some kind of sensor. And I think voice or clapping, that's not specific enough. I know there are the lamps and stuff, you know, you can clap on and off, but I think they only work to a certain degree.
But and it could be someplace really obvious and you still wouldn't be able to find it.
Yeah, what with?
Well, because you're silly, because people are silly.
Oh yeah, well, but then those people, we can't help everybody.
Well, if we're like on top of your bookcase and you usually kept it on the coffee table, you know.
Okay,
well,
we have
to move along.
Yeah,
okay.
We have to move along, but I think we have some good points to start with here. Okay, the next meeting will be in 30 minutes. I think you all, did you get notices on your computer for this? Okay, so you got the notice.
Yes.
The working design, I guess that's the function ID. Who is this, the industrial designer?
Yeah.
That's you?
Yeah, it's functional, exactly.
Okay, so we're looking for a working design when we come back.
Working design, it's mainly technical functional design.
And then the technical function, you're the technical function, so you're the working design. So you have a working design and then a functional design. And the marketing manager is coming up with some user requirement specification, like friendliness and what we just discussed in general. That would be your idea. And of course, price. That the price is a good price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the price is given, but that was...
We have to justify that
price
by having sufficient features to make it sell at that price.
That's right. And, you know, you will get specific instructions for that. I think that's the end of the show. Yeah. So, we have 2-3 minutes. Any questions at this point or suggestions? I think basically you will get instructions to work with, and if you have any questions, I guess you can.
Okay, I think I have enough to think about till our next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about you people?
Okay.
All right, well,
We see you in about 30 minutes and see what we can come up with.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we have to walk out. I think we have to keep it here.